Hare Krishna. Well, finally managed to arrive in Budapest, and just before I head off to a meeting, let me answer two questions from Gopagan Das. And his first one is that sometimes I chant 32 rounds, but despite the fact that I do, I find that my mind is very restless and rebellious. So what should I do to strike the right balance of not being too comfortable and at the same time not overstraining my mind? So by all means, continue to try to chant more rounds. Srila Prabhupada encouraged devotees when they have time on Ekadasis to chant 25 rounds. Won't have a nervous breakdown from trying to chant 32 rounds. And it's appreciated. The effort is appreciated by the holy name. It's appreciated by the Lord. So by all means continue. But if you find it a big strain, then use the same technique that probably got to chanting 16 rounds in the beginning. No, very few people just all of a sudden pick up and all of a sudden chant 16 rounds from scratch, but first they chant one round and then three rounds and five rounds, so that you build up the momentum for that. So similarly, if you can't chant 32 rounds, it appears too much of a stress, then build up into 25, and so on like that. Because until we have a real taste for the holy name, until the effect of our past sinful activities and pious activities, if we've committed any offenses that we are committing even in this life, they are they're a burden, and they take away our taste for the holy name, and they make chanting difficult. Just like if someone was going to do Hatha Yoga. If instead of doing Hatha Yoga for 2 hours, you did for 1 hour, then your muscles would be screaming. Your muscles won't get used to it just by doing it once, but rather by building up and gradually developing, honing your muscles, then you'll be able to do more and more, or for longer time exercises and more difficult types of exercises. But it takes sadhan before we achieve sadhya or perfection, and it takes sadhan. So that's one advice. Build up slowly, and then once it goes nicely with 32, then keep on going and get the experience of chanting sometimes 64 rounds or twice or thrice 64 rounds. They're good disciplines for the mind. His other question is that in the spiritual world, no one is alone, or he's citing me, that people are not alone, but they're associating with each other. And he says, we hear a lot of Krishna's association with his Krishna's relationship with his associates, but what about the relationship among the associates? What are they like? The relationships among Krishna's associates are all based on love, and they're all based on loving Krishna. Because they have a common object of love, namely Krishna, therefore they also have a loving relationship amongst each other. So things equal to the same thing or equal to each other. And Krishna is the center point. He's the center point of all rasas, or all relationships. So because the cowherd boys love Krishna in friendship, therefore they have a friendly relationship with each other. Because the elders love Krishna in a paternal mood, therefore they have a friendly and loving relationship with each other. And because the gopis love Krishna as their beloved, so they also have a friendship relationship. They call each other Sakhi, and those who are servants. So they also have a loving relationship. Everyone has a loving relationship. And those relationships may vary in terms of quality and quantity, just like everyone in the spiritual world doesn't love Krishna equally. Some love him greatly, some love for him even more, and some love him even more than that. Similarly, the nature of the relationships, some may be very close friends, very close friend relationship amongst others, and some are even more close. Mother Yashoda is very, very intimate with Mother Rohini. There are many other elders whom she has loving relationships with, but with Mother Rohini more than others. Why? Because Rohini is Balaram's mother, Balaram is Krishna's brother, because they're always together, practically serving the divine brothers. So therefore she has a special relationship with Rohini. So in this way, we can look forward to having wonderful relationships in the spiritual world, loving relationships. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, actually, how to learn to cultivate those types of loving relationships here. That is why Rupa Goswami gave us this Dadati Pratigrinati formula, and in Upadeshamrita, in so many places, he gives so much emphasis on this development of relationships amongst Vaishnavas. So that we learn how to prepare ourselves for the spiritual world. And what's the main thing? The main thing is always putting Krishna in the center. When we're in the center, then there's conflict. But when Krishna's in the center, then there's harmony. Hare Krishna.